attorney, look at the map in chapter 8.
You might want to find something to put a marker there, because we're going to look at two other passages. Thank you, Luke. Going to look at two other passages then as well. Matthew chapter 8. I'm going to begin reading at verse 28. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, and herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. Now the book of Mark chapter 5, we'll read Mark's record of this event. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there, nigh unto the mountains, a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. Now, boys and girls, when it says they prayed him, it doesn't mean like we are going to be praying tonight, okay? They pleaded with him to leave their area. Now, Luke chapter 8, the third record of this event. Luke chapter 8, verse 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. The deep there is not the sea, but into the pits of hell. And there was an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they also which saw it told them by what means he was possessed of the devil was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now there's some differences in these three accounts. Matthew says that it was, the location was Gergesenes, okay? Gergesenes. Mark and Luke say the location was the Gadarenes. Matthew says that there were two men possessed that came out to meet him, where Mark and Luke only speak of one man. And so what about these differences? What about the differences of one man in Mark and Luke and two men in Matthew? Mark says one, and it may just have referred to the worst of the two. Now that's a supposition, okay? Luke says there was one man, but identifies this one man as from or out of the city, but not living in a house. He was living in the tombs. So this was a man from that city. So it's possible Luke only referred to that one man because he was focusing on the one that was from the city. Yeah, well, what about the other one? Where was he from? I don't know. We're not told anything about that. And what about the different locations? In each of them, it both Matthew with the Gergesenes, okay, and the Gadarenes. I wish they used simple things like Cuba and Black Creek. Okay, and it says the country of. Now, the Gadarenes, there's a city, and you can look at it in your Bible map, of Gadara. However, the city of Gadara is is away from the Sea of Galilee. And if the herd of swine were going to run, they'd have to run about 5 miles to get to, you know. And we don't get that sense of a long run, okay? And so What about the difference of locations? Well, I think the simplest explanation of it is that it's the same place, but there's different names that were used for that area at different times. As a matter of fact, it could indeed be that the Gadarenes, okay, I know in Olean, okay, people that are from Olean and the area of it are called Olenites, okay? And so, I mean, you know, they may be in Allegheny, you know, but they're from that whole general area. And that seems to be what the situation is here. When you get into reading about these two different locations and you read how it was at one century and then later at another century, and there's all kinds of explanations regarding these locations. These differences are interesting.
Amen.
But they're not critical to the accuracy of the account. The way I generally explain these kind of differences, now a Bible skeptic will say, there's a contradiction. No, it's not a contradiction. It's a matter of our not understanding how these two different locations are the same, because there is so much that is identical in the description of this event that we know it's the same event. And so when the media reports, whether it be print news, TV, radio, when the media reports giving an account of an event, they'll differ on the description. You see, CNN is reporting that from one approach, okay? Like right now, the big thing is the Trump events, okay, and happening. And so CNN's going to report that from one approach. And then you got Fox News. Now, they're going to report the same thing. They're going to report it from another approach. Same event. But if that's all you were hearing, what they're saying, you'd wonder is this two different rallies here, you know? Is this two different happenings? No, they're reporting it, in the case of the media, from their bias. In the case of the Bible, it's not from a bias.
That's right, yes.
Mark, Luke, and Matthew don't have a bias. But God prompted them to record these events for the various information that he want included. Okay? Like, Mark says there's 2,000 swine. The other two don't say how many. They just say a lot of them, many. But Mark includes 2,000. Does that make the other two inaccurate because they didn't say how many? No. You say, well, why didn't God just give it to one man and get it all down once? I don't know. You take that up with him, okay? Mine is to understand what's here, not to try to hold God accountable for what's here. It talks about, it says the one account, I don't remember which it is now, the one account says that the people didn't dare go near to where this fellow lived at the tombs. They would avoid it. Because this is what we'd say today, this was a madman. I mean, they were afraid of him. You know, and I cannot, what do you think of when I read that passage, or you have read this yourself previously, and it says that he would be cutting himself with stones. What do you think of when that was read?
Tattoos.
Huh?
Tattoos.
No. No. Cuttings.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that a problem?
That's right. Sure is.
That has been and is continuing to be a problem in our society with people. I don't know how I should identify their condition. All I know is that they have to be dealt with because of the cuttings. And it becomes even more severe. They're like obsessed with cutting themselves.
Right.
And here we got that too. Now, in this instance, we know what the motive of it was, don't we? Now be careful. We must be careful about saying, well, because this guy was doing cuttings with stones on himself, it was because of the demons. Therefore, anybody doing cuttings today, it must be their demon possessed.
Yeah.
Be careful. God told us here what happened. We don't have that insight to people today that are doing cuttings, but it's a problem.
It sure is, brother.
It's not good.
Right.
Okay? And so, but people would avoid them because of their conduct. Now, the significance of this purpose for tonight is the populace in general, the people of the city, were more interested in the money from the 2,000 pigs than they were that this man they were all afraid of would have gotten changed.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they went out. He was not only sitting there in his right mind, it says. Now, that lets us know that there's times when somebody's demon-possessed, and we might think it's a mental issue.
Right.
Now, again, don't pay attention. We should not assume that because in like this instance, his craziness was a result of the demons, we should not assume that somebody with a mental health issue, it's because of demons. Too many times, that's where Christians go.
Right.
Okay? It may be. It could be. But it's not for us to determine that. Okay? I must throw that clarification out there. And so, they were more interested in the pigs and the money that they would get. You know, they didn't have those 2,000 pigs out there in the hillside just for fun. Okay? This wasn't like your puppy dog or your kitty cat. Okay? I mean, these were out there for a purpose, and that was to make money. And now their money was gone. And they wanted Jesus gone because he was the source of that lost revenue. The first time I met this sort of thing was a complaint I heard from a parent about the change in their son when he got saved and no longer did drugs. And he was being religious. If I had the kind of memory that I dream of, I would be able to give you more detail and information. But I do remember this. The parent was complaining that their son had gotten saved and didn't live like he used to.
Not good.
Now that's demented.
Yes, sir.
But it isn't just changes brought by Jesus to the extent of this event in the Bible or what I just shared regarding a parent who would have rather had their son on drugs than to have had him gotten saved. Through the years, I sadly have seen, and it usually is wives praying for a husband. There must have been some situations where a husband was praying for a wife, but it's usually a wife praying for a husband. And the husband gets saved. This has happened more than once or twice. The husband gets saved. Oh, she's so happy. She's rejoicing. My Jimbo accepted Jesus, and now he's going to church with me. And then Jimbo gets under the control of the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
God works.
Uh-huh.
And now he's going to go regularly, more regularly than she does. And now he's going to start volunteering at church more than what she volunteers. And you can begin to see it as she backs off. Now, I have some people in mind, none of them here. I'm talking about through the years. You can see her backing off. Well, it doesn't drop out. But she doesn't have the same zeal and enthusiasm. Why? She wanted him saved so he was going to heaven, didn't want him to die and go to hell. But she didn't want him so sanctified.
Yeah, amen. Come on. That's it.
You know, it's one thing to get saved, and it's another thing to live different. And it's to this day it just grieves my heart. In one particular situation that I'm thinking of, she won. He's not near as enthused for the Lord. As a matter of fact, last I knew, didn't go to church regular. Last I knew, didn't have involvement in any particular kind of ministry. I hope that changed.
Amen.
And so you see, many times people are more interested in the Bible situation in money than a man, or in their convenience and what they want, than in the person. And so what I urge us to take out of this is that I hesitate to say this. Be careful what you pray for. Because it's a good thing to pray for. But I guess what the way I should put that is, make sure you mean it when you pray it. Make sure you mean it. Because there's judgment consequences for going against the working and the will of God.
Yes, sir.
You see, there would be for these people in this pig event, and there will be in other people's events, even as we see them today. All right, we're going to go to prayer group. We've taken our requests, so you will go to your prayer time.